Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
I'm joined now by Paul Merriman, financial advisor and CEO of Fairstone Ireland. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you, Brendan. Thanks for having me.
So, Paul, beginning of a new year. So we're going to talk people through a kind of a financial reset for,
yes,
for 2025. Will we deal with the hangover from 2024 first? A lot of people listening probably starting the year in debt, even if it's just short term,
yes,
debt accumulated over Christmas. What's the first thing they need to do?
The first thing is to just go old school on this, Brendan. Take out a pen, a piece of paper. Don't even need to go near the Excel spreadsheet or any advisor. Just write down what the debt is and where the debt is. And rank it as the lowest debt to the highest debt. Forget about the interest rate, just say what's the smallest debt up to the highest debt, and see can you or do you have enough income to overpay or get rid of that debt in a quickly fashion. And that's probably the first thing you need to do if you're in that situation with a hangover. I think it's a great time to do this in the show because earlier talking about this in January is horrible for people because they probably got paid mid-December,
yeah,
and they're probably getting paid in the next week or two. So I think that's the first thing with the money hangover. If you have any short-term debt, is try and tackle it ASAP.
So face up to it and look at it written down on a piece of paper.
Exactly.
And you would say that go for a small win first, maybe?
Yes.
Pay off the smallest.
Yes.
One.
A lot of people think go for the highest interest because it does cost more from an interest point of view. But psychologically, talking about mindfulness and mindset, etc., if you go for the smallest one and you clear it, say, this year, if you have two or three different loans outstanding, you're going to get a massive boost to yourself, your confidence, being able to handle and tick off in a major achievement. Where if you go for the highest interest, it might take you longer, probably will, or the highest, sorry, loan, yeah, value, it will take you longer. It could be a year, even two, or even 3 years. And that's just a hard slog. And it's hard to keep on top of that for that period of time. So take the quick wins and keep momentum then. And when you clear the smallest loan, take the repayment off that you were paying and put it against the next loan. And that will give you momentum and the right mindset,
okay,
to achieve
kind
it.
Kind of virtuous cycle, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so let's talk then about being a bit more proactive before the fact as well.
Yep.
What's the one worst spending habit we all have?
I think that the worst one is probably from subscriptions, maybe, that people don't realise where they're spending their money or where their money's leaking. I think we all have different habits. I'm not going to talk about the lattes or lunches to work. I think everyone's aware of that at this stage. But I think, yeah, the money that leaks out that we don't understand where it's going, I think that's the biggest habit we're all probably guilty of at some point in our lives. And probably most listeners will have money seeking out of their bank account, their credit card, their Revolut card, somewhere where they signed up for something that they don't no longer need, whether it's a paper, whether it's a magazine, whether it's a subscription service for goods, TV, the online packages, etc. So it's trying to identify those. So I always say at this time of year, it's free to give yourself 15 or 20 minutes, write down all your outgoings, see where all your money's actually going. And just tick beside it if you're happy with it. So you have to pay your rent and mortgage, you have to tick it.
Okay.
You know, you have to tick probably food, obviously light, heat. And then the ones that you're not sure of, or the ones you think you can negotiate better on, you need to do that. And it's your money. You work exceptionally hard. You pay income tax to get this money into your bank account. So you have to kind of give yourself, when you're paid, give yourself a nod. I mean, when you get your income in, it's from your time, your experience, your education. That's what you get for your wages.
Yeah.
It takes a lot to get money into your bank account. And you should respect it. You should make sure you know where it's going, that you're happy with where it's going. You're getting value out of it. So yeah, I think that's probably, rather than saying one thing, I,
yeah,
think it's that habit.
Okay.
So address it and get rid of them or renegotiate them.
Okay, on the ones you can renegotiate, so we're always told about switching providers,
yes,
right? And it is a no-brainer. It's free 100%. Money, essentially,
free money,
isn't it?
Yeah, free
but
money.
But we're afraid of it. People are afraid of the, kind of the, yeah, websites and this and that. Like.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, if you look, there's a really good article in the Indo today talking about the average savings, they think, is about 5,000 per year for people that look at switching and maybe changing their money habits. Now, if you're on the high rate of income tax, Brendan, to get 5,000 net a year, you need to earn probably 8,000 to 10,000 euro gross.
Yeah.
If anyone went into work tomorrow and their employer told them they're taking a 10 grand pay cut, they'd hit the roof. They'd go ballistic. They think it's a disaster. They'd be extremely stressed and worried. But if the average person is leaking 5 grand a year, it's the same thing. It's basically you're giving yourself a pay cut for no reason. So that's what happens when you don't switch and you don't fight for your money. So yeah, you should be switching. The problem here is that I find a lot of people spend time on the easy things, but the easy things are usually the small wins. So switching your energy provider might save you maybe 200, 300 quid a year, possibly higher than where energy prices are today. When it comes to switching your mortgage, you could be saving tens of thousands of euro and shaving years off your mortgage. So it is important, although I love going for these quick wins and the easy ones, it is quite really important that you actually look at the reverse, what I said about the loans, is go for the biggest one and see where you're going to save the biggest savings and put a bit of time and energy into it. You can ring and probably do a kind of switcher for your electricity, you know, your heating, your broadband. They're quick phone calls. When it comes to the mortgage, you probably want a certified financial planner, qualified financial advisor helping you look at the overall market and seeing where you can save.
Okay. You're not a fan of tapping, are you?
Not a fan of tapping. Again, going back to mortgage, when we do mortgages at Ask Paul, we find that when we ask people to get their mortgage statements for us, they're horrified at the amount of pages that are on their statements, because they underestimate how much they've actually spent or how many times they've tapped. Not many people take cash out these days. So a lot of people will just tap and the money's gone. And they'll often say to themselves, how do I get through that amount of money? And it's only, I'll challenge anyone to do this. Go on to whatever bank you're with, download your statement today. You'll probably be shocked at how many pages. There's only one, maybe two of you in a relationship and your joint finance or joint accounts. You probably have two ins and probably tens and hundreds of outs. So it's trying to manage those, and some of them can be impulsive, which is fine. And to be honest, you know, if you're tapping and you're spending money and you have a surplus at the end of the month, there's no big deal. You're enjoying your money, which is what it's there for. You work hard, you pay your taxes, enjoy it, have the lattes, have the lunches, the nights out, whatever. But if you're struggling and you have that hangover of debt we spoke about at the top of this piece, or you're trying to get to a financial goal like retiring early or investment accounts for kids, you need to then maybe look at the tapping piece and look at that element and see, can you get rid of that?
Okay.
And just keep an eye.
And like, would you recommend like take out cash at the start of the week or whatever? That's my cash for the week.
I would, but not a lot of people do it. A lot of people try to do it at the beginning of the year, around this time of the year when they might be tight money wise. What you could do is, if you have a Revolut, nearly everyone in the country has a Revolut account, but they obviously they most likely will have a bank account, an Irish bank account. You probably get paid into your Irish bank account, send over the spend money that you have, your disposable income or disposable spend, where it's 100 euro or 200 a week or a month, whatever it is, to Revolut, and only use that account. It kind of gets the same as cash. Yeah. So when it runs out of 200 euro, you know it's run out. Where if you're doing it from your main account, Brendan, the problem is you can overspend and you don't realise, because there's no real limit until you run out of cash, and you might have eaten into a rent or a mortgage or a bigger bill, and you see bounces coming in. That can affect your kind of opportunities.
Okay, so put the boundaries on it there. Yeah. Just briefly before you go, you're saying it's a good time of the year to set some financial goals. Give me a couple of examples of what financial goals might be.
The big one we're finding from our clients at the moment is obviously getting on the property ladder. Retiring early is massive for people, especially since COVID-19. Maybe moving house. Kids' education funds, putting trusts are becoming a big thing in Ireland, where people are looking to put trusts in place for their kids to make sure the estates are passed down more tax efficiently, should something go wrong. That's pretty big. And then, to be honest, nearly every day of the week we've people coming in and they're saying to us, we have a lump sum, we've X amount on a monthly basis, and we don't know what to do with it. So the financial plan addresses, do you overpay the mortgage? Do you pension top up and get tax relief? Do you invest it? Do you start passing down to the kids now? So they're typically what we see in today's space.
All right, Paul Merriman, thank you very much.